Hello everybody, welcome back to the Microbrand Marketing Podcast. Now, I've been silent for a few months because we've actually been extremely busy behind the scenes working with a bunch of new watch brands and also developing a new website, a new offer, etc, etc. It's just been incredibly busy. Now, I absolutely just had to record a podcast episode today. And the reason for that is because we have just finished up our Black Friday Cyber Monday offers for the watch brands that I work with. And we have actually had our best Black Friday Cyber Monday ever, believe it or not. Absolute record sales. I think we processed something in excess of 200,000 pounds or dollars. I actually can't remember the exact figure on Black Friday. So, I mean, it was a phenomenal success for the micro brands that we work with. And I thought it'd be incredibly useful to go through one or two things very quickly that we did for Black Friday Cyber Monday for our sort of overall strategy and explain exactly how that worked and how it could maybe be plug and played into your business if you're listening just now. So let me preface this by saying that I am well aware of the watch industry and how watch consumers operate, okay? I'm a watch consumer myself. I own probably about 15 watches at this point from microbrands exclusively, and I understand the buying process very, very well. Now, what a lot of brand owners think, and I know this because I speak to brand owners new and old every single day, and they always seem to think that Black Friday is going to cheapen their brand, cheapen their product, and that some consumers will not want to buy from them on Black Friday. So first of all, that is absolutely true. All right, 100% true. There is some consumers that would rather not order from somebody offering a Black Friday discount. All right. And also, if you do your Black Friday strategy, if it is incorrect, if you carry it out wrong, then yes, it's going to devalue your brand. But we managed to avoid that, and we always will. And that is because we have a phenomenal understanding of the watch industry and of the buyers within the industry and exactly what they're looking for. If you are a watch brand owner and you are listening to this podcast right now, and you seem to think that offering a Black Friday Cyber Monday discount cheapens your brand, I'm going to ask you one thing. And I know that although you may deny it, this will be the truth because I've spoken to so many brand owners, all right? Do you seem to compare yourself or your brand prestige or your strategy or how you want to be perceived by customers as likening yourself or your brand to something like Christopher Ward? That's the question. Do you look at brands like Christopher Ward, those high-end microbrands, whether we'd still call them that, they're more of a legacy microbrand now, but do you look at these brands and go, well, they're not offering a huge discount, so I don't want to do that because it's going to devalue my brand? Do you do that? Have you ever done that? The chances are you probably have. And first of all, I need to tell you to get out your own head with this, all right? If you're listening to this podcast now and agreeing, I can guarantee you that your revenue is nowhere near that of Christopher Ward or any of these big brands, all right? So do not try and compare yourself or put yourself out there like Christopher Ward when you are not and you are nowhere near anything like them. It is a very hard pill to swallow. I appreciate that. You're probably a little bit offended, but I will tell you the truth. I have brand owners that say to me, well, Christopher Ward are not offering a discount. And I go, well, yes, but Christopher Ward probably have a lot more staff than just you, and they probably have a higher revenue than you. In fact, about 10 to 100 times higher revenue than you every single month. They have a huge team in their office that carry out everything from digital marketing to fulfillment to website coding. Like, they are huge, okay? You cannot compare yourself or your brand to Christopher Ward, right? If Christopher Ward, obviously they had a decent amount of capital when they started through Mike France and his sort of involvement in the Early Learning Centre and his exit from that. However, if a microbrand was to become like Christopher Ward, they always start off as a one-person microbrand. So you need to think about where you are in your journey now, what your revenue's like, how many new customers you're organically acquiring every single month, and act appropriately. Do not sit and struggle for revenue every single month and then think that you can compare yourself to Christopher Ward. Because if you think, no, we're not going to promote ourselves on Black Friday, we're not going to try and get new customers. I just don't think it's appropriate. And then you realize and get annoyed that you've just not done as much revenue as other brands. None of it adds up. It's incorrect. right? So that is one thing I want to preface. Now, I am, as I do with most episodes of this podcast, I literally go on a complete tangent. I have extremely, extremely minimal notes, and I just talk to myself, by myself, at my desk, right? So I hope you can bear with me and understand the point that I'm trying to get to, is that if you are genuinely sitting there, and let's say your brand is even doing 20, 30,000 a month, and you've maybe got some staff in your office, you've got some sort of digital marketing department, whether it's one, two, or three people, it's relatively a small operation, despite what you think your revenue may be. And you think you can turn your nose up at the opportunity to acquire customers for so cheap at Black Friday, then you're incredibly wrong. So that's the first thing that I wanted to sort of preface before I go into any of this and sort of explore, because that is something that is a huge issue for the brands that I speak to. I spoke to a brand owner about a month ago. They were starting up their brand and they hadn't sold any PCs yet, and they had just finished prototyping their first watch. And they said, basically, they did not want to appreciate the fact that they were just starting a brand, and they wanted to act like Christopher Ward and not do any discounts and not advertise in a certain way and look into wording of everything really meticulously. Acting like that is only appropriate when you're at the stage where you can act like that, and where customers come to you, and where you get press for the pieces you release, and you don't have to pay for all of this, right? When there's some sort of serious organic element, you can start trying to act like Christopher Ward or another sort of large or legacy microbrand, but not right now. So first of all, you need to act like someone who wants to increase your revenue, and you need to think like someone who wants to increase your revenue. And it only needs to be a 10 to 20% part of your brain that's thinking about brand perception, because every other brand out there was doing a Black Friday discount this year. And I know, because I'm on a mailing list of about 100 plus micro brands. I know for a fact there was about 161 that we found this year that were doing a Black Friday discount. So you're telling me that all these brands, the 161 that we found that were decent brands, are not good enough and they're rubbish and they've devalued their brand? I can tell you they haven't, because they've just had record revenue this month, and you haven't because you wanted to turn your nose up, right? That's the first thing. It's a completely harsh truth, but people need to hear it. And I'm always completely honest. Maybe it's the Scottish in me. So here is how we got around. I'm going to go through about 3 points here that we sort of used this Black Friday for our strategy. I'll go into the points, completely riff off on them, and you can tell me if any of them were useful at all for you. I wanted to record this episode after Black Friday because I wanted to actually tell you if any of this worked, and I can tell you now it definitely did. So I'm going to dig into it right now. So number one, and this is where that sort of 10 to 20% of your brain where you don't want to devalue the brand really comes into play, all right? Number one is we don't actually offer a massive discount, okay? So when you have existing customers or new customers and they are involved in the watch industry, you need to remember that there's a large portion of customers that only care about the movement in your watch, or they only care about what sort of finishings on the case, or where the watch may be made, etc., etc. These people are very anal about the watches. They do not consider your passion, they do not consider what work you put into the design, and they do not think there's any billable hours to that, right? So you could design an amazing, beautiful watch that looks incredible, and there's going to have a seagull movement in it, and they're immediately going to go, this watch shouldn't be priced above £250. I think that's ridiculous, okay? So there is those people out there. Now, a lot of watch people are like that, and I'm sure you've probably dealt with them before. They're also usually the ones that complain once they've received an order. It's just the truth of the matter. We have data on so many customers with sort of things like this from the brands that we work with. So the reason we don't offer a massive discount is because any brands offering a 40, 50, 60% discount, you are in that area where you're devaluing your brand, all right? When you're offering a discount that is 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, and onwards percent discount, then you are absolutely devaluing the brand. There is something in people's heads, especially those really hardcore watch people, where it's a bit like a warning bell. And the only thing you can do to get around that is offer that discount on maybe a sort of line or a design that you want to clear, and you just say, extra discount or reduced to clear. And they will understand that. They'll understand that you're taking a loss on that. The thing is with consumers is they are intelligent, especially watch people, and they fully understand that you are still making money on Black Friday. So if you are discounting your prices by even 35, 40% and still making a profit in their eyes, they think your margins are ridiculously high. It does not matter how much work goes into design, research. They don't think about any of that. It's only about the movement. It's only about the finishing. That's all they care about. So it is an immediate red flag for them. So you really need to think about the discount. Now, this year, we offered a maximum discount of 15% for our clients. And believe it or not, that is the best year Black Friday we've ever had. The reason for that is, first of all, we didn't devalue the brand. We said, this is the discount we are offering. And the other thing that we did is that we very, 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 very clearly stated that the 15% we were offering for Black Friday was the biggest discount until Black Friday 2024. Numerous times for each client we work with, we made it extremely clear to their mailing list, to their customers, to their people on ads, that this is the only time they can get a discount this large until 2024. There is, I guarantee you, there's about 20% of people that landed on your website this Black Friday that looked at the discount and thought, oh, Christmas is coming up, Boxing Day sales, January sales, they'll do a discount similar to this. All right? If you do not immediately debunk those people and tell them this is it until Black Friday next year, they're not going to be interested. They're going to wait because Christmas is coming up. Things are expensive. You really need to think about your customers and what they're going to do when they come onto the site. And for some reason, a lot of brands haven't thought about that. So the brands offer a 40, 50, 60% discount. Now, I guarantee you that they will have had decent sales, but it's nothing to do with marketing prowess or skill. It's because you've offered a massive discount. The reason for that, or the reason I think that's bad, more importantly, is because you really want to have some returning customers. You really want to create another piece that's going to interest them, or you want them to buy another for a loved one. You want them to come back so that average sort of returning customer rate is as high as possible. That is where most watch brands really make their money when they're trying to grow, right? And if you're offering a big discount like that, they're just going to wait for a similar big discount because they are not going to see the value in paying full price for something that they can get for such a large discount. When you offer a discount so large, they're not going to want to wait. They're going to want to wait until Black Friday next year to order again, right? Because they then see the value of that as half price of what it usually is. When you offer a 15%, they can buy it, they can know they've got the best deal of the year, and then they can want to buy again because it's only 15%. It doesn't matter if they got the best deal of the year, it's only 15%. So they're happy they got that discount. They know for sure it's the biggest discount we're going to offer until next year's Black Friday, which is a whole year away. But if they want another watch, it's only 15%, so they don't want to wait. They want it enough because the marketing is so good that they're going to buy that watch and pay that extra 15%. And that is what we do with returning customer rate, January sales, even our Easter sort of promotions that we run. We do not focus on massive discounts because it doesn't work. So if you think about the small percentage it's going to devalue the brand of, we would rather keep them, not devalue the brand in their eyes, and sell to the people that want to buy anyway, and just give them a smaller discount and tell them that that will be the biggest discount they can get. It works. It basically flips the entire model in its head of Black Friday 40% off, because it doesn't work. There was a brand that I wanted to buy a Black Friday deal from. They were doing I think it was 45% discount. I'm trying to remember now. I ended up not buying from them. It was a watch that I really wanted. I later spoke to the brand owner, and I actually discovered from that brand that they have extreme difficulty selling those watches. I can tell you right now, they are reducing them effectively to clear, but they have no intention of clearing them, right? And they didn't communicate that to customers. So customers now are going to know that there's a 50% discount at Black Friday, so why would I pay full price for the watch when there's such a large discount, right? So that is one thing to really keep in mind. Next thing, number two, we stack our offer. So if you're sitting here thinking, 15%, we offer that on sign up, that is rubbish. Well, let me tell you right now, we don't just do that. We are relatively clever. To make sure that it is the best offer of the year, we don't just offer 15%. May I point out, none of the brands that I work with offer 15% email sign-up discount. It doesn't happen. 15% is genuinely the best offer that we provide of the year. And we do that at Black Friday, and we tell them they will not get it until next year. And we stay on that promise, Always. We never stray off it. We never go last minute Black Friday extended. That doesn't happen because it is wrong. We do not do that. It's morally wrong and we respect all of our customers. That is how and why they come and buy from us again. All right. The next thing we do, as I said, we stack our offer. So we offer a 15% discount, but also we then come in and we say plus a free mystery gift. Now that can be whatever you may have that you want to clear. It could be something like a branded t-shirt, a branded hat. It could be a watch strap. It could be a branded card wallet. It could be any of these sort of ancillary items that you may sell on your website that never actually sell. There's a strange thing amongst microbrands right now where they start a microbrand or they have a microbrand and then they think the next thing they want to do is also have a t-shirt on the website with their logo on it. It's just, it's really bizarre. It's like you're trying to sell a watch. Why are you also selling a t-shirt? I don't think I've ever been into a luxury boutique, i.e. Rolex, in Edinburgh. And if I went up to them and asked to buy a Rolex, they'd go, would you also like to buy a Rolex t-shirt? I don't think that's ever happened. So it's a very strange thing microbrands want to do. Every single brand owner I've spoken to that sells t-shirts or branded hats, they always say, oh, we never sell them. It's like, I don't know why they've decided they want to do that. But if you have stock of that and it's not print on demand, which usually it isn't because brand owners love to just order things in and let them sit there in their garage, you can stack that in as a free mystery gift. Don't ever say what the gift is because that really adds a bit of mystery and it makes the experience a lot more exciting for people because they're expecting some sort of free gift. They have no high expectations. They know it's not going to be another free watch, but when they get that free t-shirt or a free strap for their new watch, like, they really appreciate that and they're really excited for it to arrive. It really just makes our Black Friday memorable as well. So it's not just about making that offer the best offer possible. It's about making sure that customer experience is very much enjoyed by everyone. And these people always have a good experience and they always remember our Black Friday deal fondly. When they're ordering from other people, say they order on Amazon or they order from like a non-watch brand, right? And they get a Black Friday discount. All they remember is getting that Black Friday discount. In fact, if you think about last year who you ordered from on Black Friday, you probably don't remember what you bought, right? But if you ordered from a watch brand and you got an amazing watch at a decent deal, the best deal of the year, and then they also included a really nice watch strap that you love to wear in the package, you remember that and you will come back to their website or you will open their emails, and there is a high chance you may just convert again when they release something that catches your eye. So that's very important to us, and that is something that we do as part of our strategy. The next thing we did, which is a very big thing, is we opened our sales early so that we could prospect customers and steal the market share. Now, this is important. There is quite a few watch brands this year, I've noticed, that do sort of a Black November, which is just a whole month. I really don't like that. And honestly, this is the one thing that I have absolutely no data on. But I don't like it. And I genuinely feel that just opening that Black Friday about 9 days early works better than just doing a whole Black November month, because I don't think it gives suspense. I don't think it lets people build towards things. I think it just lets you go, okay, Black month, buy now. You've got a whole month to buy. I just don't think it works. I think people that have done a Black month, if they opened their Black Friday, say on the 15th, which is what we did for pretty much every brand we work with, you open it up on the 15th and then you basically run your prospecting and get your conversions in. All those VIP customers always convert early on the 15th, 16th. You have a very, very high revenue couple of days, all the way through to Black Friday, where you do your big retargeting push, your big email push, and get all that revenue in. I think it would be an interesting thing to look at, because I think that anyone who's done a Black November, you will get a much higher conversion rate and much higher revenue by not doing it for a whole month and just doing a 9-day early access Black Friday and then cutting it on Cyber Monday at midnight. I think that would get you much, much, much higher revenue compared to people doing the whole month, because it's like, it's very easy to remember. So a lot of marketers are going to think, oh, if we do a Black November, people are going to remember us and they're going to know we've got it on whole month, so we don't need to, you know, they don't need much recall, which a lot of people think is important, but it's not. Because what we want is people to constantly be coming back to our website. So what happens is they will open your email and think about Black November, and then they will literally never open the email again, because they're going to be thinking, oh, they're doing it the whole month, that's fine, I'll remember that. But they never remember it, right? By doing a shorter time frame, there is much more push for people to purchase. But by also opening it early, it lets us prospect those customers, steal a bit of that market share on the Facebook ads, Instagram ads, etc., but also get them to convert in a sort of timely manner, because they don't have all month to sort of sit in their grand's armchair and think about if they're going to buy it or not, right? So that is another big thing that worked very, very, very well for this year. The next and final thing I'll go through, I have obviously been talking for a little while now. I don't want this to be a super long episode. I just want to go through it. I am currently working on sort of like a live video where I go through the whole strategy and what we've done this year for brands. I will tell you more about that once it's sort of recorded and released, because I don't want to promise anything that is could be a little while away yet. But I am going to go deeper onto what we do in our strategies specifically. However, the final thing that I think is kind of important to discuss is extending sales or doing another sale later in the year. So when it comes to doing, for example, a Boxing Day, so the day after Christmas until New Year sale or New Year sale or January sale, you have to make sure you do not do anything similar to Black Friday. It needs to be completely different. All right. That is the number one thing that is so important. Do not offer a discount even similar to what you do for Black Friday. Word it differently, offer a smaller discount. The people that have just bought will be really annoyed if they're like, oh, so I could have had longer to sit and think about this and just paid 5% more. Like that stuff, just, it just really doesn't work. It leaves a bad taste in customers' mouths. So please think about that as well. Now, finally, I just want to give you some very basic stats. We sent out per brand about 8 or 9 emails this Black Friday. A lot of watch brands are going by the 20 plus emails. The reason they're going by that is because they're using like an e-commerce email marketing agency that think that that's normal. But for watch brands, it's really not. Even when we do 9 or 10 or maybe even 8 emails, on that 7th, 8th, 9th email, we start getting a few people replying to us saying, hey guys, I don't want to receive these emails any longer. I'm just hearing too much about this sale, right? Even though we're not forceful with it and we have incredibly high click-through rate, incredibly high revenue per recipient for that Black Friday period, there are still people that complain, and that is because watch people are so, so precious about the communications they receive. So do not over-communicate. Our communication this year was absolutely on point with everything we did. We knew, like even when you send a normal email campaign, you're going to get unsubscribers and an unsubscribe rate. It just happens. But this year, it was very important for us that we did over-communicate. We only communicated to engaged people, and we made sure that all those bad senders were excluded. Any of those people that haven't been in the site in a while were excluded, except from plain text emails. That is really important. So that is a very basic overview of our strategy. When it comes to paid ads as well, we were basically running our top of funnel paid ads. We changed all the creatives to Black Friday. We did a huge amount of exclusive creatives with the words Black Friday in massive text over images. We got them onto the website. We got them into our email list and we converted them there. We were not focusing on getting people converting through paid ads because it just doesn't work. All it'll do is it'll push someone in the middle or bottom of funnel onto the website. But trust me, they will only convert when they receive that email. I have got like so much data on that sort of thing, and I definitely know that I'm correct on that, especially with periods such as Black Friday. So that is basically me ranting now over. I just wanted to go through what we did for Black Friday. I hope this has been somewhat helpful for you guys. It's important to me that the watch industry actually sort of stays or keeps a bit of integrity. There is a lot of brands out there offering huge discounts, and it just makes me want to facepalm, because it's like, it just doesn't work for anyone. It just does not. All you're doing is attracting customers that want to buy a discount. I preach about this sort of thing all the time, and there's brands that I work with, or I've provided consultancy in the past. We get them on a really, really good path, and we start seeing the revenue incrementally increase, and they're not happy with the speed it's increasing, because believe it or not, the real world is not about get rich quick. If you want to do things properly, it takes some time. Shocker. But some people get absolutely annoyed that it's not working fast enough, even though they are guaranteed it will work within a year or 2 years and they follow the plan. They kind of get annoyed, they leave, and then they start doing sales of 30, 40, 50%. And then what happens is, about 2-3 months later, their revenue per month has dropped by about 70%. No one ever wants to buy unless they have a sale. And those customers that are buying when there's a sale are always a complete nightmare as well. They're annoyed about shipping. They want tracking info. They don't know how to buy online. They're just nightmare customers. And you want to attract customers that respect your craft, respect your products, respect your design. And that is what's important. So as I said, this Friday, this Black Friday even very successful for us. I hope if you're listening, if you own a watch brand, believe it or not, we've got about 150, 200 listeners on this podcast. So hello to anyone who's new. If you own a watch brand, I hope it went very, very well for you as well. But yeah, that's all I've got to say today. Thank you very, very much for listening. Once again, if you need to get in touch with me, you are more than welcome to. I have literally numerous channels, LinkedIn, Instagram, everywhere. I've just set up a new Instagram page. I'm going to be posting a lot of video horology-related content. I will give you the username of that now. It is Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, and then Macadam, M-C-4. The number 4, D-A-M. So it's Macadam, but it's M-C-4, D-A-M. Jamie Macadam on Instagram. I've actually had a decent, I've got about 89 followers, and I've only set the page up about 9 days ago. So I'm posting a bunch of content on there. If you want to keep up with me or message me, please do so on there. My email is jamie@microbrandmarketing.co if you want to have a discussion. One thing I will say, I have about 4 calls this week with brand owners who've got in touch. I do have a limit with sort of how many people I can work with. This is not false scarcity and there is no Black Friday deal for me to offer you, but that is really important. So if you do think we could genuinely work together, or I could provide you one of my consultancy services on a sort of Zoom call by Zoom call basis for anything you might need help with, don't hesitate to reach out. I will definitely provide value before we ever do work together, that's for sure. And I love talking to brand owners anyway. So I hope you all have an amazing evening. It's currently about 7 o'clock on Wednesday here. And please do drop me a message. Let me know how your Black Friday went, if there's anything you need help with. And I will be in touch very, very soon. There will not be as big a wait between podcast episodes anymore. I have some exciting episodes coming up. So please do subscribe to this podcast, and I will speak to you all soon. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.